You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And there we go, yes. Sorting out the buttons, you know. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Breakfast Show here on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place near Radio Dial with me, Jerry D. Time 1 minute after the hour of 6 o'clock, and it is Thursday. It is the 7th of July. First week gone already. And talking 7th of July, let's just take a look at a couple of things relevant to today's date. Going back to the year 1949, if I keep telling you, very good year. Anybody remember a series called Dragnet? Well, it was first heard on the radio and did go to TV later on NBC Radio. 1954, Elvis Presley makes his radio debut when WHBQ Memphis played his first recording for Sun Records with That's Alright. And Johnny Cash, 1956, Johnny Cash made his first appearance, and that is in the Grand Old Opry.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I swear by the moon and the stars in the skies, and I swear, like the shadow that's by your side,
I see the questions in your eyes. I know what's weighing on your mind. You can be sure I know my part, 'cause I stand beside you through the years. You'll only cry those happy tears, and though I make mistakes, I'll never break your heart. And I swear by the moon and the stars in the skies, I'll be there. I swear, like the shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. For better or worse, till death do us part, I love you with
your dreams with these two hands. We'll hang some memories on the walls. And when just the two of us are there, you won't have to ask if I still care. 'Cause as the time turns the page, my love won't end.
I tell you what, I have been known to do that. Yes, this morning was one example, when the mic wouldn't go on, trying to find the which button wasn't corrected. So I swore. That sorted it out. That was All For One there. And that was I Swear. And that was released in April 28th of 1994. But that, of course, wasn't the original. The original was a song written Gary Baker and Frank J. Myers wrote it. It became a hit for American country music artist John Michael Montgomery just a year before, in 1993. And, of course, as I just mentioned, for the American R&B group All For One. Released, to say, originally November 1993. It was a lead single from John Michael Montgomery's album, which was Kicking It Up. Break for showtime. We're just making our way to 8 minutes, and that is after the hour of 6 o'clock.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Feeling.
And that's it, Mr. John Cicada there, and singing If You Go. Well, I will be. Yes, we're getting there, we're winding down. Day after tomorrow, that's it, I'm away. And that's brought us to, I tell you what, I'm about a minute late to do this morning. So let's get you on your way to wherever it is you're going. It is a Thursday morning, and it is the 7th of July. If you've just joined us, if you just opened those little eyes this morning. Aretha Franklin is in the shower this morning. Travelling on the freeway of love. Yeah, nothing better than doing that on a Thursday morning, is it? Oh, yes. Freeway. All for love from Aretha Franklin, cruising down the freeway. Breakfast show time, if you keep an eye on the time, we are 22 minutes, almost exactly after the hour, 6 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. You're listening to us on 89.3 Cool FM. It is Thursday, it's the 7th of July, and being a Thursday, when he's available, we've got Dr. Computer Alex Newman coming in to join us today, which is all rather nice. And the topic for this morning is, believe it or not, guarantees. Having had a sort of somewhat surprising and not too pleasant experience with a guarantee for an electronic product, I thought, let's take a look at guarantees, shall we? What can we expect? And what can we expect not just from the shop or from the manufacturer? What can we expect by law here in Panama? So that's coming up this morning on The Breakfast Show. Our tech session this morning with Dr. Computer. That's going to be in the 8 o'clock hour. Plenty of music. We started off this morning. We start off with Lover Girl from Tina Marie. We've had a freeway of love with Aretha Franklin. This is Mr. Billy Ocean. And you've got it, Lover Boy.
I don't know what you got, but it plays with my emotions. I want you so much, darling. I wanna hold you near, wanna whisper sweet and tender in your ear. Can't stand the thought of you with somebody else. Gotta have your love, gotta have it all to myself. I said yeah, 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 yeah. I wanna be your
Jerry D.
If I could save time in a bottle, if first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. Looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time.
Oh, there we go. Yes, brilliant track from, of course, Jim Croce there. And Time in a Bottle. Talking of time, 29 minutes, that's after the hour of 6 o'clock on this morning's Breakfast Show. Time for a little break, I think.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperier, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperier has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperier.
Desde el área norte de la ciudad, contará con una estación terminal con capacidad de 10,000 pasajeros por hora. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And it is indeed. We are 28 and a half minutes now. That's before the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's Breakfast Show. And just taking a look at some of the stories we're going to be looking at later on in a bit more detail. Local news. And Panama, one of the countries with the most detected cases of COVID-19 in Central America, is entering a new stage in the fight against pandemic, focused on learning to live with the virus, which will eventually involve annual vaccination against the disease, the Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, told EFE. The mandatory use of the mask will be eliminated. It will be, that's from the 11th of July, of course. It will be extended to all open and closed spaces, except for on public transport, hospital centres and food handlers. Schools will have the power to decide whether or not to require students to wear a mask. The Ministry of Health insists on the recommendation that immunosuppressed people and older adults use the mask. The suspension of the mandatory use of the mask, which will take place when a fifth pandemic wave now is in its decline, without losing sight that as has happened in other countries, Panama could become complicated again with the COVID-19, Sucre admitted. So we're going to make the most of it, get on with it. You'll hear later on in the news, like, for instance, back in China, they find people, they have the whole thing locked down. I'm afraid with this disease, you've got to let it get through the system. In other words, do its job and then deal with it. The teachers' unions that are demanding action from the government to face the high cost of living and the increase in fuel prices continue to strike and protest in various provinces of the country. A meeting was planned for this Wednesday between the leaders of the educators, unions and representatives of the executive in the province of Veraguas in order to reach an understanding. The government commission was headed by the Minister of Education, Maruja Gorde de Villalobos, accompanied by representatives of the Ministry of Commerce, among other entities. The teachers' leadership demands that the government delegation must be led by a representative of the Presidency of the Republic or an envoy by the Vice President and Minister of the Presidency, José Gabriel Carrizo. In a statement, Maruja confirmed that the high-level table will meet on Thursday, that's today, in the city of Santiago Veraguas to address the demands raised by educators and other unions. On the other hand, the leaders of the Teachers Association of Panama, ASAPROF, announced this Wednesday a strike of 72 hours that can be extended, and also went out to protest in the capital city to demand answers from the government to these demands on the cost of living. Got another example there of really what's going to happen. The only people who are really going to suffer from this are the children, the ones that are being educated. What's the reason for your strike? I come back to the same point I keep making. This is not of our government's making. This has got nothing to do with Panama. In order to sort this out, what would you like Panama to do? Perhaps go to war with Russia? Because that's where the problem is starting from. I'm just a little bit of a loss. I know it's tough. I hate it. You know, it's expensive for all of us. But, you know, what can the government do? What do you want them to do? And if you want them to, bring the price of fuel down to, they want $3 a gallon. Where's the money coming from? I'm getting a little bit... Never mind. The Medicines Technical Table proposed that this Wednesday, after a meeting in the Peace Room of the Presidency, the creation of a subcommittee to define the parameters for the international purchase of medicines. This was revealed in a statement in which it was clarified that the members of the table will deliver that proposal to President Laurentino Cortizo next week. And the meeting, it was also proposed to work in a subtable to expand the MedicSol program to the entire country. The independent bench requested this Wednesday, the 6th of July, the National Authority for Transparency and Access to Information, ANTAI, to carry out an inspection process on Forms 1, 2, 4 and 172 of the National Assembly to detect possible breaches of the Code of Ethics, specifically that of nepotism. They record that there are regulations that prohibit officials from engaging in acts of nepotism. The request comes a day after a complaint was circulated indicating that Deputy Adán Bejerano, who recently resigned from the Independent Caucus, allegedly had relatives named on the legislative payroll. The National Migration Service has been busy. They reported in the first 6 months of 2022, it detected some 947 foreigners who had criminal cases at the Tucumán International Airport. Migration Panama also specified that in the air terminal from January to June of this year, 214 people with fraudulent documentation and 7,522 inadmissible, this is for various reasons, were detected. And officials from the Office of Innovation of the Ministry of Public Works, the MOP, you're going to love this one, they recently created an application to locate holes in the city's roads. You've got to drive around a bit, haven't you? They baptized it as the Road Inspector. It is a pilot plan that in its first stage will cover the metropolitan area and is open to improvements, the Ministry of Statement said in the statement. The Ministry of Public Works maintenance directorate and the regional directors will keep track of all the information to follow up on the performance indicators or the state of the roads he indicates. With this new application, all the activities carried out by the MOP can be entered, classified as patching work, road construction, cleaning, dismantling, removal, repair, and other damage. I think apart from patching work and road construction and perhaps cleaning, but dismantling, removal, repair, and other damage, that's what we have to do to our cars, isn't it? After going down a few of these things. The Mayor's Office of Panama began this Wednesday, the 6th of July. This is another one. With the delivery of the stickers, the decals, okay? These are your stickers for your car that correspond to your plate, all right? At last, you know, you can now go and get them. And go and get your sticker. If it corresponds to the month of January of this year. Yes, they're just starting. But users must schedule an appointment on the site citas.mupa.gov.pa to be able to remove said decal. The mayor's office explained that the measure is to avoid crowds and maintain order. Only taxpayers with a January plate may be able to make an appointment. And lastly, the National Civil Protection System, CINAPROC, issued for this Wednesday, June the 6th, a nationwide warning for the passage of tropical wave number 14. Yes, number 13 has just passed. And just when you thought it was safe to go out, along comes number 14. According to the entity's report, the notice extends until Friday, the 8th of July, and is anticipated that the tropical wave could enter the country. This was in the last 12 hours, so it's probably here by now, and would generate rains and storms. That's it. Those last few were a bit amusing, weren't they? Well, apart from the weather. We're just making our way to 20 minutes right now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show.
You're listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
In a row on The Breakfast Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we have something special down here at Birdland this evening, a recording for Blue Note Records.
Back to the fact, I'm the Mac, and I know that. The way I kick the rhyme, someone called me going forward. Pause
show us like the sound. Caught in the groove, and the days unbound. Many tripped the tour upon the rhymes they soared to an infinite height, to the realm of the hardcore. Here we go, off I take ya, dip trip, lift Fantasia. Jam slam, bust the dialect, I'm the man in command. Come flow with the sounds of the mighty mic master. Rhyming over mic, I'm bringing suckers to disaster. Boo-coo ducks, but I still rock Nike. With the razzle-dazzle, star I might be. Scribble, drabble, scrabble on the microphone. I babble as I fix the funky words into a fussy. Yes, 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 on and on as I flex. Get with the flow, birds manifest. Feel the vibe from here to Asia. Dip trip, dip Fantasia. Ow, you don't stop. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Give me more of that funky horn.
What's that?
So we are getting a bit funky this morning on The Breakfast Show, are we? First, one of those three was General Public, and I'll take you there. Followed on, Ace of Base. That was just simply called The Sign. And this one, oh, US 3 and Cantaloupe. If you are keeping eye on the time, we are 9 minutes, and that's before the hour of 7 o'clock. Top of the hour, we're going to take a look at some of the international news headlines for this morning. Let me just say a very goodbye to Boris Johnson. He is actually going to quit. Right, let's... I tell you what, let me just remind you this, because here's something very interesting. This just gives you an idea of how much is sort of going on with regards to buying and selling in Panama. I've written it in Cuenta 24 that every 6 minutes somebody buys a car on in Cuenta 24, and every 28 minutes a property is sold on in Cuenta 24. It's amazing, isn't it? What are you waiting for? It's the best time to sell your car as well as your apartment in Cuenta 24, number one marketplace in Panama. Incredible. And by the way, you can also visit the new Zona de Descuento for cars and real estates in Cuenta 24. You'll find up to 70% of discounts in cars, apartments and houses. The best deals, well, they're there, aren't they? In Cuenta 24. Do go along and check them out. And let me see. What have we got coming up for you now? I think there was something else I was going to tell you. Oh, no, I was going to tell a little story. This is about a gentleman. His name was John Drew. Now, back in the days of yore, he was a comic stage actor, and he once shaved off his moustache, which dramatically changed his appearance. Well, soon after, he ran into Max Beerbohm, the English satirist, whom Drew failed to remember. Now, remember, Drew is the one who shaved off his moustache. Beerbohm, on the other hand, remembered the actor. "Mr. Drew," he said, "I'm afraid you don't recognize me without your moustache."
With a view to wake him,
Duran Duran and their contribution to the James Bond movies. And that was View to a Kill. Take us up to the top of the hour. It's the Undertones. Teenage Kicks.
Teenage kicks right through the night. I'm gonna call her. You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Kool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Buenas noches. Bienvenidos a Bantica Thai Kitchen and Lunch. Permítame compartirle los especiales del día. Filete de salmón servido con ensalada de arroz y crema. Atún de aleta amarilla con costra de sésamo servido con wakame, arroz y ensalada. Ribeye de 12 onzas en salsa de hongos. Y nuestro seafood platter con salmón salvaje, atún, camarones y mejillones negros chilenos.
¡Wow!
Viste, amor, te dije que te iba a gustar. Tienen el tipo de comida que te gusta y también opciones veganas para mí.
Mira que me cuesta decirlo, pero tenía razón. Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lunch, abiertos de 12 a 11 p.m. en San Francisco, calle 66 con calle 50, edificio The Towers.
Starting international e-commerce seems challenging, and even more when you're an entrepreneur. But you're not alone. In Panama, there are more and more small companies that dare to cross borders and accelerate their growth alongside a trusted partner. With DHL Express, we'll help your online orders reach more than 220 countries and territories. Come and visit our stores for special promotions designed for entrepreneurs. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Una obra que cambiará la manera de transportarse de más de 500,000 residentes de Panamá Oeste. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Time on The Breakfast Show, 1 minute. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. Look at some of the international news for this Thursday morning. Big news coming out of the United Kingdom. Boris Johnson's going to announce his resignation. He's actually done it, I believe, as British Prime Minister on Thursday after he was abandoned by ministers and his Conservative Party's lawmakers who said he was no longer fit to govern. With 8 ministers, including 2 secretaries of state, resigning in the last 2 hours, an isolated and powerless Johnson was set to bow to the inevitable and declare that he was stepping down later on Thursday, said a source. British Defence Minister Ben Wallace was the favourite among Conservative Party members to be the next party leader, a result of a YouGov poll showed on Thursday. Ukrainian forces raised their national flag on a recaptured Black Sea island on Thursday in a symbol of defiance against Moscow. But Russian forces consolidated gains in eastern Ukraine and probed the defenses of potential new targets. Moscow responded to the flag-raising ceremony fast. It said one of its warplanes had struck Snake Island shortly afterwards and destroyed part of the Ukrainian detachment there. Ukraine's foreign minister said on Thursday a Russian ship carrying Ukrainian grain had been allowed to leave the Turkish port of Karasu, calling it an unacceptable situation and summoning Turkey's ambassador. We regret the Russia's ship, the Zibek Zoli, which was full of stolen Ukraine grain, was allowed to leave Karasu port despite criminal evidence presented to the Turkish authorities, Foreign Ministry spokesperson Oleg Nikolenko wrote on Twitter. The heads of MI5 and the FBI warned of the growing long-term threat posed by China to UK and United States interests in their first joint appearance on Wednesday. MI5 Director General Ken McCallum said that the service has already more than doubled our previously constrained effort against Chinese activity of concern, adding that it was running 7 times as many investigations as it was in 2018. FBI Director Christopher Wray said that the Chinese government poses the biggest long-term threat to economic and national security for the UK, the US and allies in Europe and elsewhere. And a U.S. counterintelligence agency on Wednesday warned state and local officials, this is in the U.S., that China is intensifying influence operations aimed at manipulating them into pressuring the federal government to pursue more Beijing-friendly policies. China understands that U.S. state and local leaders enjoy a degree of independence from Washington and may seek to use them as proxies to advocate for national U.S. policies Beijing desires. The National Counterintelligence and Security Center said in a bulletin which was sent to state and local officials. Millions of people in Shanghai queued for a third day of mass COVID-19 testing on Thursday as authorities in several Chinese cities scrambled to stamp out new outbreaks that have rekindled worries about growth in the world's second largest economy. Unless the local officials succeeded in preventing the virus from spreading, they could be compelled to invoke prolonged major restrictions on residents' movement under Chinese dynamic zero COVID strategy. The World Health Organization reported two new deaths from monkeypox since its previous disease update on the 27th of June, bringing the total to three since the start of the year, and said that the disease had spread to new areas. Cases have shot up 77% since the last report to 6,027, the World Health Organization said, with the bulk of them reported in the European region. However, all three deaths have been reported in Africa, the report has shown. Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov was on the Indonesian island of Bali on Thursday, preparing for a G20 gathering that will be his first face-to-face meeting with the fiercest critics of his country's invasion of Ukraine. The G20 Foreign Ministers meeting runs until Friday in host country Indonesia, which has this year grappled with the tough balancing act of running a global summit buffeted by geopolitical pressures and a global food crisis blamed on the Ukrainian war. And lastly, Bulgaria has blocked a bank transfer worth some $890,000 to the Russian embassy because of EU sanctions. Finance Minister Arsen Vasilev said on Wednesday, several days after Sofia expelled 70 Russian diplomat staff from the Balkan country. There is a bank transfer to the Russian embassy, which falls directly under the European Commission sanctions, and there are no frozen bank accounts, Vasilev told reporters. And that's it. There's some of the items in the international news this morning. Bottom of the hour, don't forget, 7:30. We'll take a look at some of the international business news for today. And in between the two, yes, we'll have a look and see what wave number, was it, number 14 is doing out there. Well, it's a sort of cloud out there, but there are some gaps in the cloud. It's not as depressing as it has been. Whispers in the morning are rolling by to your body and feeling true you may. Your voice is warm and tender, love that I could not forsake, 'cause I'm your lady and you are my man. Whenever you reach for me, I'll do how I'm feeling, lying in your arms, when the world says too much to take, that I'll end when I'm with you. Even though there may be time, I'm far away. Never wonder where I am.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda are on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Cause we play
this.
Yes, that is Tears for Fears and Head Over Heels. The time on the breakfast show is just after 17 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock. We're going to take a look at today's weather, what we can expect with the new wave coming in. It's so many waves, isn't it? It's like saying goodbye to somebody. Right, let's take a look. We're going to start, as we do, in the province of Colón with Costa Arriba. 28 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature over there, with 25 being the minimum. 34 degrees, the thermal sensation, and their relative humidity is at 84%. During the course of the morning, chance of rain with thunderstorms, cloudy in the afternoon, and those rains with thunderstorms, they're back at night, sneaking in when you can't see them. Now, let's move over to this side of the isthmus, West Panama. 28 degrees Celsius maximum, 24 degrees minimum, 34 the thermal sensation with 84% relative humidity. Not much change there. A few showers though during the course of this morning, a rain in the afternoon, and it'll be partially cloudy tonight. And for us here in the metropolitan area, let's see what's in store for us, shall we? A little bit higher with the maximum temperature at 29 degrees Celsius, 25 the minimum, our thermal sensation at 35 degrees, and relative humidity, same as the others, at 84%. Rain this morning, rain this afternoon, and cloudy tonight. And let's move out, shall we? Let's move out to the Gulf of Panama, Perlis Islands, around that area. And we're looking at 29 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 25 degrees, the minimum, 35 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, and relative humidity not that much higher, which is good, because out there it's normally quite a bit higher, just 86% relative humidity. Just, that's, you know, it's enough. It's just a couple of percentage points higher than the rest of us. Rain with thunderstorms this morning, rain in the afternoon, and isolated rains and thunderstorms tonight. So there we go. There's your forecast. We're going to take a look at maritime conditions. We're going to start with the tides. We're going to start on the Pacific. As we do, low tide was at 3:09 this morning. That was 1.01 metres. High tide will be at 9:16, 4.2 metres. Low tide again, 3:50 in the afternoon, 1.13 metres. And the last high tide, 9:42 tonight, 3.96 meters. All right, so let's take a look at the Caribbean. We've got a full set of the Caribbean as well. With low tide, that was at 1:32 this morning, 0.09 of a meter. High tide, that was at 5:40, and that was 0.12 of a meter. Low tide again, 12:05, just after midday, minus 0.06 of a meter. And high tide, the last one, 7:36 tonight, and that'll be 0.3 of a metre. So there you go. They're the tides. Now, sea conditions. What have we got in store? On the Caribbean, we've got Caribbean side. We've got good conditions for this morning. Winds very light, just 6 to 10 kilometres an hour, coming from a northeasterly direction with 3-foot waves. In the afternoon, the good conditions, they continue. 10 to 15 kilometres an hour, winds coming from the northwest, and waves at 3 feet. Now, moving over to the Pacific, good conditions for this morning, 13 to 18 kilometres an hour coming from the west. The wind a little bit brisker on this side. Waves, though, are just at 2 feet. Now, in the afternoon, I see we do have a small craft advisory. Wind's picking up just a little bit more. They'll be coming from the west-northwest, and that's 15 to 25 kilometres an hour. So, yeah, west-northwest, 15 to 25 kilometres an hour. Waves, no change with the waves. They are remaining at, 2 feet. And I said, just coming up for 22 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, don't forget, this Thursday, Dr. Computer is able to join us this morning, which is always good news. And we're going to be talking this morning, you got it, we're going to be talking about guarantees. What can you rightfully expect from these companies selling electronic goods, I guess in particular? What can you expect from them with regards to guarantees? Because I got a little bit of a shock, as some of our listeners know, they're listening to me this week, when I had to return an item at the beginning of the week. Anyway, we're going to be talking about that with Dr. Computer, Alex Newman, and that's going to be, as I said, in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Justin Hayward, together with John Lodge. I Dreamed Last Night. There we go, that's Lisa Loeb, and it's called Stay, and that was following on there, say, Justin Hayward, John Lodge, and Dreamed Last Night. Time on The Breakfast Show, that's brought us down to, well, to the bottom of the hour.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperier, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperier has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperier.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panamá.
Starting international e-commerce seems challenging, and even more when you're an entrepreneur. But you're not alone. In Panama, there are more and more small companies that dare to cross borders and accelerate their growth alongside a trusted partner. With DHL Express, we'll help your online orders reach more than 220 countries and territories. Come and visit our stores for special promotions designed for entrepreneurs. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Absolutely. It's lovely to be with you this morning. It is a Thursday morning. It is the Thursday of the 7th of July. Right, let's take a look at some of the international business news headlines for this Thursday morning. Valuations of Asian equities dropped for a third straight month in June and hit their lowest since the start of the pandemic, as regional equity markets have plunged on concerns over global recession and aggressive rate hikes by major central banks. The MSCI Asia Pacific Index forward 12-month price to earnings ratio stood at 12.1 at the end of last month, which was the region's cheapest valuation since March of 2020, Refinitiv data has shown. Concerns about earnings, downgrades and rising cost of capital have driven down valuations, though earnings estimates, we feel, are close to bottoming out, said Manishi Ray Chowdhury, Asia-Pacific's equity strategist at BNP Paribas. Analysts downgraded the MSCI Asia-Pacific Index's forward 12-month earnings estimates by 2.97% in June compared to 0.85% upgrade in May. The P/E ratios of South Korea, Hong Kong and Taiwan equities were at 8.48, 9.94 and 10.02 respectively, the lowest in the region. With recession risks running high, the greenback appears to be an ultimate safe haven for investors. And the casualties of the dollar's surge? Well, let's count them. The euro is fast heading towards parity, even if it is holding above 20-year lows in Europe this morning. The yen has slumped to its lowest levels in over 20 years. Sterling is near its lowest since March of 2020, and Russia's ruble has slid 16% this week. Until the Federal Reserve shows signs of slowing its aggressive rate hiking cycle, little will change. Minutes of the Fed's June meeting released late on Wednesday. FOMC confirmed the shift towards prioritizing price stability over full employment. No wonder then that Treasury yields shot up on Wednesday, and the yield curve, measured by the gap between 2 and 10-year bond yields, continues to push further into inverted territory. Asia shares have edged up from two-month flows, and European stocks and US equity futures are firmer. In the UK market, that has now factored in political turmoil, but headline continues to grab attention as British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is now about, has quit and faces a mounting rebellion within his ruling party. And maybe that's just one more reason to stay away from sterling right now and play it safe by sticking with the dollar. More than 5 million barrels of oil that were part of a historic US emergency reserves release to lower domestic fuel prices were exported to Europe and Asia last month, according to data and sources, even as US gasoline and diesel prices hit record high levels. The export of crude and fuel is blunting the impact of the moves by US President Joe Biden to lower record pump prices. Biden on Saturday renewed a call for gasoline suppliers to cut their prices, drawing criticism from Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. Hundreds of SAS flights were cancelled on Thursday as the airline wrestled with a strike by pilots at its main SAS Scandinavia arm, overshadowing a traffic surge during June. Talks between the airline and pilots over a new collective bargaining agreement collapsed on Monday, prompting a strike which adds to travel chaos in Europe and deepens the financial crisis at SAS, which estimated it would ground half its flights. The trade and economic teams of China and the United States agreed to maintain close communication following virtual talks between Chinese Vice Premier Liu He and U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, China's Commerce Ministry said on Thursday. China always opposes the trade protectionism, such as the Section 301 investigation, and urges the U.S. to stop introducing new trade sanction measures, the ministry's spokeswoman Xu Juting told a regular press conference. And lastly on China, China on Thursday announced a raft of new steps to spur consumer demand for cars, saying that it would consider extending a tax break for electric vehicles and outlining plans to build more charging stations and encourage lower charging fees. The plans announced by the Ministry of Commerce as part of a joint statement with 16 other departments boosted shares of Chinese automakers, with Geely surging 6% and Great Wall Motor rising 4%. So there we go. That's an interesting thing about charging, isn't it? How long does it take to charge a car? What does it cost? I mean, it's not quick, is it? You know, plug your car in to charge it up, and they say, would you like a hotel room with that, sir? Time on the Breakfast Show. We are coming up, we're a few seconds away from 21 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM.
Tell me why the road I look around, I see things that remind me. Just to see a smile made my heart feel with joy. I still recall all those dreams we shared together.
Diana Ross there, and Missing You. I'm not gone yet. Give me another day. Time on the Breakfast Show. Let's keep an eye on the time. We are 17 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And by the way, we want to go back to the year 1984. The song, Relax, by Frankie Goes to Hollywood, became the biggest selling single of all time in Britain.
Don't
we go. That's it. That was Relax, biggest selling single at that time from that was of course Frankie. Frankie Goes to Hollywood. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Right, now, of course, one of the stories that's been in the news a lot lately is the unfortunate issue with Carlos Santana, that literally guitarist. And he collapsed on stage. This was during an open-air concert near Detroit in Michigan. Medical personnel treated the 74-year-old now in Clarkston on Tuesday. And he was taken to a local hospital's emergency department for observation. Santana, who was born in Mexico, later wrote on his Facebook page that he forgot to eat and drink water. And so I dehydrated and I passed out. His manager, Michael Viranis, said the musician was doing well. However, he added that a show planned for Wednesday in Burgettstown, Pennsylvania, would be postponed to a later date. Footage emerged showing Santana being helped off the stage at Clarkson's Pine Knob Music Theatre. In the video, the star waved to the audience as he was wheeled away on a stretcher. So there you are. Anyway, he's doing well. And thanks, because we got some information on that from Ashley and also from Paul over there in the United Kingdom. And Ashley says this morning, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. Have an awesome day. Prayers for Carlos Santana. As I say, he seems to be doing okay, which is great. This is hope he gets better fast. And you requested, quite aptly, actually, Santana and hope you're feeling better. We'll be right back. a message going out to Santana from Ashley. And let me put in everybody else who is listening in Panama to get well soon, all right? Drink water. The wife keeps telling me to drink water. I'm not one of the world's best water drinkers. But, I mean, if you look, take beer, for instance. I mean, that's, what, 99.9% water? Good morning to Mary Lou. Wish everybody a happy and blessed Thursday. Could you please play Soldier in the Rain from England, Dan and John Ford Coley? Absolutely, why not? Got that one here for you. If you are keeping eye on the time, we're 7 minutes away from the hour of 8 o'clock. Dr. Computer, he's going to be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. We're talking tech with Alex. Right now, though, here we go. Soldier in the Rain. Eel and Dan and John Ford Coley.
Morning clouds are gathering around as I stand on the bridge of the river. Years have gone since I was here and I'm wondering how I differ. Taxi cabs keep rolling by and a blind man asks for change. And here I stand, a soldier in the rain. Coming home was all I thought of, seeing my family and friends. They say love knows no distance, but the longing never ends. And all along these dreams that possess my heart never were too plain. And here I stand, a soldier in the rain. I had so many plans. Now I watch the river flow. Time has brought me here.
There we go, yes, that's going out to our good friend Mary Lou there, and Soldier in the Rain. Take us up to the top of the hour. It's Mariah Carey and Without You.
Yes, it shows.
89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
Buenas noches. Bienvenidos a Bantica Thai Kitchen and Lunch. Permítame compartirle los especiales del día. Filete de salmón servido con ensalada de arroz y crema. Atún de aleta amarilla con costra de sésamo servido con wakame, arroz y ensalada. Ribeye de 12 onzas en salsa de hongos. Y nuestro seafood platter con salmón salvaje, atún, camarones y mejillones negros chilenos.
¡Wow!
Viste, amor, te dije que te iba a gustar. Tienen el tipo de comida que te gusta y también opciones veganas para mí.
Mira que me cuesta decirlo, pero tenía razón. Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lunch, abiertos de 12 a 11 p.m. en San Francisco, calle 66 con calle 50, edificio The Towers.
Te paso un dato, Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica Panamá.
Starting international e-commerce seems challenging, and even more when you're an entrepreneur. But you're not alone. In Panama, there are more and more small companies that dare to cross borders and accelerate their growth alongside a trusted partner. With DHL Express, we'll help your online orders reach more than 220 countries and territories. Come and visit our stores for special promotions designed for entrepreneurs. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Madruga, el metro lo ayuda. Ahora de lunes a viernes podrás viajar con nosotros desde las 4:30 a.m. hasta las 11 p.m. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Little things that you do, let me know that your love is true when we walk. You like to hold my hand, and when we talk, you tell me I'm your man. You know I love those little things that I hear, the little things you whisper in my ear. I know there ain't nobody else like you. No one can do the little things you do.
Jerry, hey Gaz, how you doing? Well, it's Thursday, and I feel like I've had this head cold a year. I feel better than I sound, I think so, but I sound pretty good today. I sound nasally. It's Thursday, it's drive into the city day. I've got a client, I have to go in and I have to sterilize my hands, wear a mask, and everything I do, I have to sterilize, so I don't contaminate anybody. So I have to drive into the city, do this little job. It's a physical labor job, and then turn around and come right back. It's a quick trip. I don't want to spend the night in the city. I want to sleep in my bed because tomorrow is one of my favorite days of the week. It's going to be Friday, but it's going to be the best freaky Friday. Fun facts ever, because it's the last one I'm going to have for a while. Wow, yes, Mr. Jerry and the lady, they're doing a wonderful little thing. They're going to go have a second honeymoon is what I'm thinking. Yeah, he keeps saying it's a vacation, but I think it's a second honeymoon, and they're going to have a good time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could be a fly. No, I don't want to be a fly on the wall. I don't want to know what they're doing. I want to know they're having a good time, and that's about it. He's promised to take pictures and send us information and photos and whatnot, and I'm excited because I'm going to live vicariously through him. I'm a little chicken about going overseas just yet. I'm not ready to make that long haul flight. I want to go see my parents before I do anything like that. And they're only a 3-hour flight away in Florida. And they're saying, when are you going to come home? I said, I'm getting this apartment rented. I'm going to go try to sign the contract next week. And once that's done, then I have some more freedom because I want to go see my parents. Besides the fact that they have a beautiful house, and even though, they have a swimming pool, and I could go swimming in their swimming pool, because I like swimming in the swimming pool, and I like walking on the ocean and stuff like that. So it's kind of like Panama on steroids. all right, so tomorrow, Freaky Friday Fun Facts, the last one for a while, okay, so don't miss it tomorrow. I got some really good stuff to share with you guys. All right, I'm going to keep taking my meds and feel better, and back to you in the studio.
Your big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing,
we will rock you. We will rock you.
Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street, gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, a big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place.
We will rock you.
Sing it.
There we go. That's Queen and We Will Rock You. Big thanks to Ingrid. Gradually starting to sound a little bit better, but still not quite there. Keep up the good work. And then when I tell you what, We Will Rock You, I was just saying to Alex, he didn't see it, but of course, whenever I hear that now, which is all rather unfortunate, because the Queen was tapping her teacup to the rhythm of We Will Rock You together with Paddington Bear. Anyway, how are you, Alice? Because you weren't with us last week, but you're with us this week. So great to have you back.
Great to be here.
And what's happening in the world of Alex?
Well, in the world of Alex, a lot of work, a lot of travel.
A lot of money?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just still have a mortgage. But once that's paid off, I may splurge.
You may. We'll go out for dinner.
Or something like
that.
I'll just, you know, tap into that new app that they're coming out with that tells you where all the potholes are.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. I mean, they don't need an app.
No.
You know, just give.
Just open Google Maps to anywhere in Panama.
Exactly.
That's where there's a pothole.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what the red lines are for on Google Maps.
Exactly. Now, being serious for a second, you remember that I used to be the CTO for the city of Panama.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
One thing that we did try, I think it was 2016, 2017, was to get an app that was already created. It was created by, you know, a team of volunteers or whatever that would allow you to report not only potholes, mm-hmm, but also mm-hmm. broken sidewalks, which is a real problem here.
I remember that. I remember it.
And
what happened?
Well, bureaucracy, unfortunately, and internal politics and whatever. Mm-hmm. But the gist of it was there was a cement company that said, look, we sometimes make cement for things like high-volume roads mm-hmm. and airports, airport runways, things like that. They have to be built to very, very specific, you know, qualities, and they have very tight specifications. And if it's off even by a little bit, we can't sell it.
Mm-hmm.
And it
mm-hmm.
costs us a lot of money to recycle that. Some of it is not recyclable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And instead of ending up in a landfill somewhere, let's use that less than airport runway quality cement mm-hmm. to build new walkways and sidewalks and things like that. But we need to know where, because once that is created, it will set or, you know, become unusable mm-hmm. in a few hours or a few days. So mm-hmm. we have to be like then and there. So we just pick out what's in the app that's closest to wherever we have that cement, and we go and lay that cement and have a new sidewalk built right
mm-hmm.
then and there.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's a pothole, it can be at least temporarily patched up with cement while the actual solution, call it asphalt or, you know, actual roadside cement, which has certain specifications, can be properly put in there. But unfortunately, at the time, there was, you know, internal bickering between...
That's unusual.
Yeah. Between the country's government and the city's government.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
weren't seeing eye to eye. So that didn't pan out, unfortunately.
Like the rubbish.
Yeah.
Mm, mm. Which you could use that actually to fill the potholes. That's a good idea. We could put tons of rubbish into the streets by filling the potholes.
Well, one campaign that was really successful in the U.S. was done by Domino's Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
They would, for the sake of preserving your precious pizza from being damaged by the motorcycle driver falling into a pothole and, you know, having the pizza fly mm-hmm. through the air mm-hmm. or whatever. They said, you know what, for the sake of pizza, we will fix it. So they would have their drivers report where the potholes were,
mm-hmm.
and then along with the city government's permission, they would fix the pothole and paint it over with some...
A pizza.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty successful, and it worked out in a lot of cities, and a lot of cities actually got funding because they would give some of the proceeds from the pizza sale, you know, when this offer
mm-hmm.
was being
mm-hmm.
done.
Mm-hmm.
To help cities fix their pothole problems. Unfortunately, cities in Panama don't have the authority to fix potholes because that's Ministry of Public Works. It's another problem that we have here in Panama where jurisdictions...
I'm sorry, it's ridiculous.
Absolutely.
So the only reason it's staying where it is because you can make money out of it. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I'm sure
it's ridiculous. And the thing is, you mentioned sidewalks. This really frustrates me because I'm sick to death of people saying, oh, yes, tourism, we've got to do this, we've got to develop tourism, we've got to... Then make the city tourist-friendly.
Yeah.
You know, walking in the streets is more dangerous, believe it or not, than driving in the streets. You've got great big holes in the middle of pavements.
Yeah.
You know, and you get to the curb. The curb, for instance, in Vera España, when they redid that, it's great.
Yeah.
But you need to abseil down it in order to get to the road and then cross, and then you've got to climb up the other side. They're about two foot high.
That has a reason. That has a reason.
Somebody's got bad eyesight?
No. You shouldn't cross there at all. That's a dangerous place to cross because that's where trucks are, buses
There's
are.
One of them right next to a pedestrian crossing. It's the one at the bottom of Via Veneto.
But you need to cross through the pedestrian crossing.
It is a pedestrian crossing.
Yeah, but the thicker parts are next to the bus stops. And that's why people should cross there. And it's the same in a lot of places in the world.
But, I mean, the thing is that it's a reasonable height that you could probably abseil across to the other side anyway. I tell you what, just going back to your other thing about fixing holes, there was a company here that somebody I knew had representation for, and they had this special product for fixing potholes.
Mm-hmm.
They went along, they could do it even if it was full of water.
Mm-hmm.
They showed it.
Mm-hmm.
They just put it in.
Mm-hmm.
And what cured it was when you drove over it.
Mm.
And I don't know if you've been here on Vera's Rail up in front of the schools here, just up here by the church.
Mm-hmm.
They were fixing that road. They were out there with their trucks and they were digging up and they were filling it. And the pieces they filled are less even than the pieces that they didn't fill.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, 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 boom.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the worst places is the flyover as you come onto the end of... by the fish market, when you come onto Centre Costera, that piece that comes from the Tribunal Electoral, that area.
Yeah.
All the tarmac is coming off, leaving a drop like this to the cement.
Yeah.
They just don't do it properly.
Yeah.
They try and
it
save
money. It
just
has to be good enough to be recognized as done when the inspection is done.
What inspection?
There usually is an inspection which involves a very complicated process called a glance.
Okay, no, I've seen one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very quick.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway.
Blink and you miss it. Literally.
Anyway, still wouldn't live anywhere else. Talk about other things. I wanted to get your opinion on guarantees because, as the listeners know this week, Mr. Angry went out on Monday because I had a failed speaker from another company, Xiaomi, and I bought a lot of equipment from them. And what happened is that it was fine for about a week and a half, and then it started to it would pair with the phone, play 5 seconds or 10 seconds of music, and then go, battery 70%, and then shut down. And I tried it with different phones, whatever. So I thought, okay. I mean, I was in no rush. I had the guarantee because when they gave me the receipt, they said, keep the this is your guarantee. And so I went to the store at the beginning of this week, and I said, you know, I need to change this because it's not functioning. We tried it, and the phone that we tried it on, of course, was one of their own phones because I bought a phone from them. And... they went, oh, okay, and they went off out the back, and I thought, oh, that's good, they're going to come back out with my new, with a replacement. They came back and said, no, your guarantee's expired. So what do you mean my guarantee's? No, 15 days, I think, it was 15 days guarantee. I said, what do you mean 15 days guarantee? No, that's the guarantee. So what are you going to do? I said, I'll have a word with the boss. So they went out, and they had a word, they came back about 4 or 5 minutes later, no, we can't exchange it. So I said, well, you know, if you're not going to do anything about it, you might as well keep it because it's no good to me. And
we've already got paperweights.
You know, yeah, exactly. So and then eventually I said, well, you know, they filled out a form and we're going to send it to our something department and they'll look at that. What I can tell you right now, if they want to charge me a penny to fix it, they can put it where the sun shines. Now, to me, that is unreasonable.
Totally.
When they give you a guarantee, you expect a guarantee. Look, even the very, very worst scenario, a month is too bad. 3 months is not, that's okay. I can live with a 90-day guarantee. But, you know, like you mentioned earlier on, you know, a 15-day guarantee is fine for an avocado. But if you can't put more than a 15-day guarantee against your products, then I'm sorry, you shouldn't be selling them. What's your opinion?
I believe you're absolutely right. In fact, I think that people should ask about the warranties first before parting with their money, and be very, very clear on them in the sense that they probably mentioned the warranty or something at some point.
Well, they mentioned it, keep the receipt because it's your guarantee, the same as they did with my...
But they didn't say how much time, because I'm sure that otherwise, if they had said, if it breaks after 2 weeks, you get to keep all the pieces, you would have said, wait a minute, give me my money back and keep your thing because I'm not taking it home. Not with a 15-day warranty. I'm not... You know,
well, it's not a warranty, is it?
No.
You know, what if I bought it for a present?
That would be horrible.
You know, you buy it as a present for somebody, and, it, you know, I buy things in advance. If I see a good deal or whatever, you buy things in advance. Okay, get that. But no, I mean, I was, you know, a bit annoyed for a couple of reasons. Firstly, I don't think that is a warranty.
No.
You know, the other thing about it is that I'm a good customer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I bought a tablet from them, I bought a phone from them, we're getting on for $1,000 worth of business.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't care.
Worst of margins, it's at least $100 or $200 for them, so, yeah.
You know, it's a question of, you know, oh, I'm sorry about this. You know, what I want is customer service. I want to see people saying, I want them to do even out of the unusual. Oh, I'm sorry, so it's only a 15 guarantee, but it's ridiculous because I hadn't even had it for a month.
Yeah, and as I asked you before the show, it's interesting because we'd love to see what the built-in, you know, if there's something to the effect of this will only last you for 15 days before we disavow it or whatever, in the documentation inside, because usually the documentation inside will say something like, this has a manufacturer's warranty that's good for a certain number of days. Also, Xiaomi has an interesting situation here in Panama that there are two or three stores or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and some of them are owned by the Central American arm of Xiaomi, and some of them are owned by an independent distributor who's paid for the right to display the Xiaomi brand on their, you know, storefront whatever.
Well, this is an actual store which says Xiaomi. This isn't somebody, you know, you go to Panafoto and they got Xiaomi scooters and all sorts of things. This isn't somebody reselling Xiaomi. This is the Xiaomi store.
Yeah, that's where you might not be aware that one of the stores, I don't recall which one of them, is actually, at least one of the stores is a reseller and not the actual Xiaomi. I can try and find that out for you.
But I mean,
they have to, it shouldn't have anything to do with the warranty. That's completely correct. But it might be less likely than that the, you know, the actual Xiaomi store will, tell you that something has only a 15-day warranty. You know, it's probably less likely because they can back it up. The reseller probably says, oh, I have to return this to the manufacturer and they're going to, you know, take some time or whatever. It's not worth the effort. I don't agree with that policy, but that's mm-hmm. the kind of policy that I've seen in some places where they sell electronics. And I think that should change. And the way that we can make a change is that we ask when we're buying these things, not only how long does the warranty last, because I still think a 90-day warranty on something is too short. I think it should be at least a year.
Mm.
In fact,
I asked about the phone. I said, how long is my phone guaranteed for? Oh, no, that's a year.
Yeah.
How much might a year. Well, you know, if you can do that. You know, this speaker is supposed to be virtually indestructible. It's made of this really durable plastic. It's got this. You can put it in the water and leave it there at about a meter underneath the water or whatever for 30 minutes mm-hmm. or something ridiculous. But if it switches itself off, you're screwed.
What my guess is happened in this particular situation is that probably for supply chain issues or delays or whatever shipment these speakers were in got delayed probably over 6 months, and the batteries deteriorated because of that. That's my guess. I don't know if you've ever had this happen.
But the battery's fine. It tells me I've still got 70% battery, and then it switches off.
It has 70%
battery. No, I've recharged it. I've recharged it to try it.
But that's one thing about how lithium batteries work. They can degrade if you leave them a very long time with very little charge. It can degrade them so that, A, they don't retain the charge they're supposed to retain, and B, they indicate the wrong amount to the battery charging circuit, so the battery charging circuit thinks, oh, it's stopped up, it doesn't need any more charge, and then it just drops radically from like 100 to 70 to 20 to 0. You know, maybe you have a recollection of using rechargeable batteries 25 years ago, the NiCads and the nickel metal hydrides, but they would work really well for 8 or 9 months.
Oh, sure.
And then they would show up as charging.
But the more you charge them, the worse they go.
Exactly. And they would go from 100% to zero in minutes. And you'd say, oh, I have to throw these out. They're no good. Well, lithium batteries can have that happen if you leave them at a very low or 0% charge for a long time.
So should we have then on our electronic equipment the same as we do on our food? Best used by?
Kind of. Yes and no. If you're going to store, and I believe we've mentioned this before in the show a couple of years ago when we talked about batteries and charging and things like that, little myths like you need to charge this for 12 hours before use, which is no longer the case. If you're going to store, say, one of your phones,
you said partly discharge it. First.
Yeah, you charge it to about 80% and then put it away and then check on it once or twice a year and then put it back to 80% when you're storing it. That way, it'll preserve the battery's ability to keep a charge and to work properly. If you charge it to 100%, 6 months from now, you're going to open up the box and check it out. It's going to say probably say 50% or 30% or something, because when it's filled like that, it'll self-discharge a lot faster.
An interesting thing on that topic, I bought one of these power bank is probably a better word, that will start your car.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought one, it's called a Hulkman. It was one of these startup things. And it came out, and I've had that now for some time. It is first class.
Mm-hmm.
They guarantee that it will remain at 100% for 18 months.
Yeah. And the way they do that is by developing the battery in a way that's a little bit bulkier, a little bit thicker, but it's okay because it's something you use to charge your car with. It's not something you put in your pocket.
Oh, no, absolutely. No, it is big, and it is quite a weight, but damn, it's effective.
I mean, a
friend of mine here, last time I used it was a friend of mine here in the building.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a big Nissan Pathfinder, and we started that twice with it, and it still had 85% battery. And I put it in the car, and I said to Christine the other day, oh, gosh, I better get that up and recharge it. And I opened it, and it was still 85%.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, because there are several different kinds of batteries. They all work on similar principles. But, for example, the ones they use for houses, if you have, like, a solar panel or whatever, they're called deep discharge because they have the capability of going all the way to zero and then staying at zero for some time without building up, dangerous dendrites inside and whatever that lower its capacity. And the ones in cars, for example, they're set to be able to provide a large jolt of electricity in a very short time.
Mm-hmm.
And so are the ones that you have that are pocket ones or whatever. It could probably power your laptop for days, or it can start a large car. Now, as it powers the laptop for a few days, it's a lot less efficient than actual, you know, laptop batteries because it's not built for that.
Now, the question is, of course, then why don't we have better batteries in our cars? Because we're still using the old lead acid with fluids and also, why are we not using these better power packs in our car.
We are using some of those power packs, and you can actually buy them online. They're just a lot more expensive because it's easier to get lead out of the ground than it is to get lithium out of the ground. That's the first reason. There's economies of scale. There's lots more lead batteries being built than lithium batteries for now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also the matter of making that battery as close to indestructible as you can, because if you crack open one of these lead-acid batteries, you get lead and acid all over the place, but it pretty much stays in a glob at the bottom. But if you crack open a lithium battery, it's going to oxidize, and that could cause a fire. And if there's any water involved, like, you know, damage to the radiator, it can actually explode. If you'd remember those exploding batteries from Dell laptops back in, I think it was 2005.
And was it one of the Samsung phones?
Yeah. So lithium in an environment where it could be punctured in some way or whatever is not easy to build in a safe way. That's why the most armored part of electric cars right now is usually the battery compartment.
What I find amazing, if you notice these huge batteries, shell, they've got AA batteries in them. They open them up, they're little AA batteries.
They're
thousands
AA
of them.
Cells, but yes.
Little AA batteries.
Yeah, a lot of the power banks use AA-sized batteries because it allows the manufacturers to use the same machine that wraps the alkalines and the other batteries. And then just.
But I think it's a great idea anyway, because if you have a failure, it's not going to affect everything per se. You know,
in fact, there's a lot of YouTube videos out there that you can look at that allow you to open up these power banks and whatever. And of course, this is not for everybody. This is for people who know how to work with a soldering iron and so on. You can actually rebuild those. I have a speaker at home. It's a Sony speaker. It lasted me, I think, about 6 or 8 years before.
Ooh, when the guarantee was still active, wasn't
it? The first year. And this is another thing that people need to know about warranties. Warranties don't necessarily have to be global. If you buy something in the U.S.,
exactly,
it doesn't necessarily apply here and vice versa. I've had people buy phones here in Panama and then go to Colombia or Costa Rica or any other country, like Chiriquí, for example, and it looks like, you know, the warranty doesn't apply there. So always ask if you're going to use it elsewhere.
It's global.
If the warranty is global or if it's not, what your options are. So going back to the battery, I looked for a video. I think there were two at the time on YouTube on how to replace the battery. So I got a replacement battery from someplace in China. It took like a month and a half to arrive. But when it did, it was just three screws and a little bit of tinkering, and I got my speaker to work again. And it still works. And it's the speaker I use as kind of a backup if I have to make a presentation that has sound, but the sound on the laptop is not enough because the room is bigger. I can use that, and it's small enough to fit in my pocket, but it's loud enough to be heard clearly. So that's what I did with that. And you can do that with a lot of laptops and other devices. You can probably switch out the battery inside. So if the guys at the Xiaomi store that, you know, are working on your speaker right now, don't give you a satisfactory answer, and they chuck it in the garbage, let me know which garbage bin it's going to be chucked in. Maybe I can swap out the battery on it and revive it.
Yeah, that's quite funny, isn't it? Because it looks as if there's no access to it. I mean, it'd probably take, I guess, if you take off the end caps. But I mean, that, you know, I mean, to me, it's a point of what is reasonable and what is not reasonable. I mean, it's interesting because I'm sure that by law here in Panama, I have to look into it, that they did pass a law at one time, I believe, whereas if you took something back within a 30-day period or whatever, they had no choice.
Yeah.
Change it. Now, I'm going to check, because if that is still law, they have no choice but to change that speaker.
There's two places I would reach out to in order to verify that information. The first one would be Acodeco. That's spelled Acodeco. And if you missed that, you can always rewatch the show on the website, or it can be probably written on the show's website information or whatever. And that's the authority for the Defense of Consumer Rights, mm-hmm. which is a government institution
that's, right. mm-hmm.
that's whose mandate is to do this, to fight for the consumer or whatever. Now, that being said, and, you know, there's usually a lot of these government institutions are underfunded or mm-hmm. They have a lot of, you know, stuff to do or whatever, so they don't always get things done. And that's why I think in 1992 there was an initiative that then in 1993 got their, ONG status, NGO status or whatever, called UNCUREPA. That's UNCUREPA, which is the Unión de Consumidores and something else that I don't remember of Panama, mm-hmm. which is like a consumers union where people get together and pool their resources to get lawyers and information and whatever, so consumers can have their rights defended by this NGO. And you can look for them at uncurepa.org. That's UNCUREPA.org. And they can also fight for you in that regard. So that would be the two places that I would check first. That being said, again, it's even better if you do it before you part with your money. Just mm-hmm. ask about all the warranties, what's covered, what isn't covered. There's a lot of places where, for example, Apple devices, they have like water damage indicators.
Okay.
And sometimes when mm-hmm. you turn in your device because it's not working, you'll get something like, hey, there's water damage. There's nothing I can do.
So aren't they waterproof?
No, not the Apple devices. Not the
really?
Not the computers, no.
No, no, okay, but what about their cell phones?
Their cell phones are. That being said, there's ways to get water in there, like mm-hmm. sticking in a pool for more than half an hour, you'll mm-hmm. get water in there. Mm-hmm. Or bring it in from a really cold place into a really warm place.
Internal.
Yes. That's something that you need to take care of. Yeah.
Mm.
One thing that I always recommend people, if you're going to move electronic equipment that could be damaged by, you know, condensation like that, could be a camera, could be a phone, mm. a tablet, a computer, put it in a bag, like, you know, your,
right.
mm-hmm. your backpack or whatever, mm-hmm. so that at least it has some time to equalize the temperature in a more controlled fashion. So that it doesn't fog up. If it fogs up your glasses, it means it's going to fog up mm-hmm. inside as well. And fogging up inside can screw up things.
Well, what I do here with my camera mm-hmm. is it's always in a Ziploc.
Yeah.
Because when you do take it out, because it's normally stored here in, mm-hmm. in the studio, which is, mm-hmm. you know, air conditioned. But then when you go outside, what happens? The condensation will build up, if any, on the outside mm-hmm. Ziploc bag mm-hmm. and not on the camera.
And if it does build up on the camera, even if it doesn't hit the electronics,
mm.
mold the lens. Loves
I've had a lot of problems with lenses. That's one of the things I want to know. If there's anybody out there who knows somebody who can dismantle and repair lenses for cameras, because...
Which brand?
I'll have to have a look. It's not so much now because the camera I use now is the lens is actually built onto mm-hmm. the camera, mm-hmm. so it's protected a bit more anyway. But even with binoculars, mm-hmm. I got a Nikon binoculars, mm-hmm. and they're always outside on the balcony mm-hmm. because that we have them at handy to use. But they're getting fungus, mm-hmm. and if somebody has got a business where they can take these things, dismantle them, clean them, mm-hmm. And put them back together again, they'd make a good bit of money.
I think that there should be some sort of incentive by companies like Nikon and Canon mm-hmm. and Sony to train more people in this kind of work. Because mm. if I recall correctly, the people that can actually do this in Panama could fit in an elevator and you'd have space enough for me to get there and interview them.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them have already retired a long time ago.
Mm.
So I hope that, you know, new people are picking up the torch and, you know, and doing this, because it still is a very necessary part of photography, you know, cleaning.
Sure.
You know?
No, absolutely. And I mean, the thing is, I think, you know, with these things, you know, if you try yourself, you can mm-hmm. screw it up. The other thing, of course, you can do with binoculars, and I'm not so sure about camera lenses, but you can buy binoculars that are sealed
mm-hmm.
and they're filled with some kind of
inert gas.
Inert gas, exactly. And they're guaranteed that they will not, you know, accept condensation. Things like
for
that.
At least 15 days.
Yeah, at least 15 days. Because we know that spores can't grow that much in 15 days. Yeah, just be careful with your equipment. Make sure you've got a guarantee. Well, that's it, you know.
Also, you know, take pictures of the receipt. You can use the OneDrive application or Office mm-hmm. Lens or mm-hmm. Google Lens. It'll straighten it out and mm-hmm. whatever, and keep a copy, because stores are slowly going to adopt the electronic invoice standard, mm-hmm. which I think is great.
Mm-hmm.
It saves a lot of time, and I'm all for, you know, invoicing when invoicing is mm-hmm. necessary. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, all these thermal printers...
They fade.
Yeah.
In 15 days.
Or less.
Mm.
I've seen them fade in 2.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes, they're that bad. So take a picture of the receipt and, you know, document the whole thing. I don't know. Take a selfie of yourself in the store or whatever. just to, you know, have all the evidence.
Somebody did
necessary.
Say to me, you said, you know, when you're in the store, you should have, you know, done what so many people do, and just get your cell phone out. And then that's mm-hmm. it. And look, you know, I do want to stress, and I did that. You know, the people that are working there,
mm-hmm.
it's not their fault.
No.
And I mean, I did take Mr. Angry with me, but Mr. Angry did also apologize mm-hmm. to these guys saying, look, you know, I know it's not your fault.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is, you know, what you have to put up with. Mm-hmm. But I said, if you're standing there and you're wearing the brand's T-shirt,
mm-hmm.
you are the face mm-hmm. of that company.
Mm-hmm.
They were very good. They, you know, they, I think they sympathized. But their hands were tied. They even spoke to the manager,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't want to do it. So that's it.
And how much was this speaker again?
Come on, $40, $39.99. I mean, the thing is, it's not the value, because I said, if they said no, we're not going to sit. Fine, you know where you can put it. It's good mm-hmm. shape. It's about mm-hmm. the right size.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not,
and it can stay there for half an hour or more.
But this is what I'm saying. It's not to do with the value, it's to do with the relationship you have with the company.
Mm-hmm.
If I consider myself to be a good customer, I sort of say, look, yeah, I'm very sorry. So, look, yeah, I know the guarantee only says 15 days. I mean, it's not even a month. It was bought on the 11th of June.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we haven't got to a month yet. Come on. You know, you have to have some leeway.
You do have evidence that you were there at the store and whatever, right? Because then if you go to Aqualeco...
No. Firstly, I've got the receipt.
Mm-hmm.
I did take a picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they've also given me the form, which they filled out, saying that they were going to...
Look at it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I got no problem from that. But it, as I said, I'm one of these people, I'm very good at dealing mm-hmm. with big things.
Mm-hmm.
But things like this mm-hmm. get under my skin. And mm-hmm. I'm like a, you know, sort of dog with a bone.
Mm-hmm.
I won't let it go.
Hmm.
So it's down to customer service.
Or lack thereof.
Or lack thereof. And that's it. Look, we're at the top of the hour. Alex is great. I won't be seeing you for the next 3 weeks.
That's sad.
Well, it might be for you. Got no idea how much I'm looking for. By the way, I'm taking my power bank with me. Mm. 20,000.
Is it a Xiaomi?
Yes, it's a Xiaomi.
It's the same one I have. And it actually powers my laptop as well. It's that good.
Mm-hmm. Have you had it longer than 15 days?
Yes, I've had it for like a year, and I definitely recommend it. I even did the review on TV,
My tablet. Mm-hmm. I'm really happy with my tablet. Mm-hmm. I'm really happy with my phone.
And the accessories you had to buy from China.
Yes, I did. I had to get the pen for my tablet from China that only took 2 months to get.
Again, I would check the other stores. Maybe they have them. The other Xiaomi stores.
Mm. Xiaomi the way to go home.
Yeah. Okay. Xiaomi the money.
Alex, as always, thanks so very much. Dr. Computer Alex Newman's with us this morning on the Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. And if you missed the news at 8, well, just hang on a minute.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, You said it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panamá.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
just feeling about half past dead. Just need to find a place where I can lay my head. Mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? He just grinned and shook my hand. No was all he said. Take a load off Fanny. Take a load to freeze. Take a load off Fanny. And you put the load right on me.
I picked up my bag and went looking for a place to hide. When I saw old Carmen and the devil walking side by side, and I said, hey Carmen, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I gotta go, but my friend can stick around. Ooh-hoo.
Take a load off Fanny, take a load for free, take a load off.
Moses, there's nothing that you can say. It's just old Luke, and Luke is waiting on the judgment day. Hey Luke, my friend, what about a young Anna Lee? He said, do me a favor, son, I want you stay and keep her Anna Lee company. Yeah.
Take a load off Fanny, take a load for free. Take a load off Fanny.
Chester, you know I'm a peaceful man. He said, that's okay, boy. Won't you beat him with hell on your can? Come on.
Take a load off Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off. Sinking low, and I do believe that it's time to get back to Miss Betty. You know she's the only one. She sent me here with her regard for everyone.
Well, featuring the Staple Singers on that one, that's the band and the Wait. One in my music collection, it was in fact Jessica earlier on this morning asked me, she sent me a little snippet picture of them. It says, good morning Jerry and Yasmin and all. Came across this song over the weekend and quite liked it. And do you have it in your music library? And I did. I've got that version. I've also got it, of course, without the Staple Singers as well. And that was following on from Michael Jackson's And You Are Not Alone, which I am because Yasmin's gone. She's gone off to a function this morning. She's so busy, isn't she? She's gone off to a function for this morning. So, yes, I'm alone. Somebody asked me the other day, you know, looking back over, you know, the music over all those years, you know, what are the songs that you really sort of think are brilliant, good ballads, and have an effect on you when you listen to them? And one of them had to be this one. It's Roberta Flack. First time ever I saw your face. Go two wonderful tracks in a row coming from the same artist, both of those from Roberta Flack. That last one, and that was Killing Me Softly with His Song. It was composed by Charles Fox and lyrics by Norman Gimbel. The lyrics were written in collaboration with Laurie Lieberman after she was inspired apparently by a Don McLean performance in late 1971. Denied writing credit by Fox and Gimbel, Lieberman released her version of the song in 1972, but it didn't chart. The song's, of course, been covered by many, many other artists as well, but in 1973 became a number one hit in the United States, Australia and Canada for Roberta Flack, and also reached number six in the UK singles chart. Now, I can tell you, this is one of the reasons why I say they made some of the best ballads back in the early 1970s, because the first one we played, The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, it was originally a 1957 folk song. It was written by British political singer-songwriter Ewan McCall for Peggy Seeger, who later became his wife. Well, at the time, the couple were lovers, although McCall was still married to his second wife, Jean Newlove. Seeger sang the song when the duo performed in folk clubs around Britain. That was during the 1960s. It was recorded by various folk singers and became a major international hit, though for Roberta Flack in 1972, winning Grammy Awards for Record of the Year and Song of the Year. Billboard ranked it as number one Hot 100 single of the year for the 1972. Now, that one, the first time ever I saw your face, that has got also an extremely good cover. And that was made by George Michael. And George Michael, a singer which I greatly miss, due to his early demise, just died at the age of 53, but so iconic for me back in the 1980s. And this, one of my favorites from George Michael, A Different Corner.
I'd say love was a magical flame. I'd say love would keep us from pain. Had I been there? Had I been there? I would promise you all of my life, but to lose you would cut like a knife, so I don't dare. No, I don't dare.
George Michael wrote A Different Corner while Wham were at their peak as a duo, and during a low point in his life. In George Michael's own words, he says, "I felt like shit. I went in and recorded exactly the way I felt, and that's the way it sounds." It was partly Wham and partly the end of a relationship. It was the farthest I'd ever fallen, and I'm in a very short period of time. I had to get rid of it somehow. I had to write about it, and that's really perverse. It's a really perverse side that I'm sure a lot of writers have. I feel like crap, but maybe I'll get a good song out of it. And he did indeed. He had admitted A Different Corner was the most honest and personal song he'd ever done. And he sort of elaborated on the song's meaning. He says that was about a very quick relationship, a here today, gone tomorrow one. It's amazing how emotional you can get in a short period of time and how long it can last. Someone can really shake you up, and it takes you a long time to get yourself back on your feet. And that's what that was about. And another artist who really became came to fame due to an album he brought out, which was all about relationships, and has always written about them since, and that's Sam Smith. This is Sam Smith, Midnight Train. Take a good listen to the words. I'm sure it's probably applicable to quite a few sometimes.
I choose me, and I know that selfish love. You are a dream, and I can't thank you enough. But I give another piece of me away every waking day that I'm with you. Am I a monster? What will your family think of me? They brought me in, they held me out with everything. That I give a little piece of me away every single day. So I pick up the pieces, I get on the midnight train. I got my reasons, but darling, I can't explain. I'll always love you, but tonight's the day that I choose to walk away. Love you so much that I have to let you go. I'll miss your touch and the secrets we both know. But it would be wrong for me to stay, and I'll just give you hope. So I pick up the pieces, I get on the midnight train. I got my reasons, but darling, I can't explain.
Why does it hurt? Oh. time. Why must I hurt to feel something? Why must I hurt myself all the time? Why does it hurt?
Another great one. That's Will Young there, and Why Does It Hurt? There's a group of love songs for you, going back in time to the 1970s, coming fairly up to date there with Mr. Will Young and Why Does It Hurt? Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just making our way. In actual fact, we are exactly now. Yep, now. We are just 9 minutes away from 10 o'clock. I've got about another 4 minutes or so to go. How about this one taking us there?
A dream is just a dream, and I don't wanna sleep.
Sunrise Night Great. I love that one. That's Jesse Ware and Spotlight bringing us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. Big thanks go out this morning to Dr. Computer, of course, Alex Newman, for joining us for our tech talk this Thursday, and to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, who's still getting over her refriado, getting a bit of a head cold. She's coming into town today, but we'll be back in the interior later on. And, of course, tomorrow, don't forget, we've got our Freaky Fun Facts Friday from Ingrid. So that's it. Ingrid back with us at, it'll be around about 20 minutes past 8, I guess, tomorrow. And big thanks today to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio. She's gone off to an event again. Have a great time, Yasmin. And, of course, she does all our social media and everything else, our producer here in the Breakfast Show studio. Big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom. Also does a lot of our background information. The boys and girls at Groove for Grider keep us up and running. And, as always, most importantly to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on 89.3 Cool FM. I will be back with you same time tomorrow, 6 o'clock in the morning. Whatever it is you're doing between now and then, especially if you're driving and actually moving at any type of speed, please do it carefully. Because what do I want to be doing tomorrow morning? 6 o'clock, talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.